Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town. And we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sophia with an F. I am so fucking excited to be on this microphone. I am recording in my basement, in my little studio room. There are still no chairs, so I'm sitting on the floor with my very, very special guest. This is my cousin, Alex. I'm about to give her the introduction she deserves. But before we do that, this is everybody's favorite part of the episode. It's basically where I beg you to fuck me. My merch. I have new merch out. It is the cutest, comfiest, most stylish, best, I would say, set that I've come out with thus far. And there's also a hoodie, hat, beanies, phone cases that are amazing as well. But I just want to say on the record, there was supposed to be this other set that was supposed to come out. It was sweatpants and a crew neck. And when push came to shove, I didn't release it because I didn't like the fit of the outfit. And the reason that I am doing a Dear Diary moment and rambling on is because I will not sell stuff that I don't wear all day, every single day, and that I fully love. Okay. Also, please rate the show 5 stars. I still have evil little trolls that troll me and give me 1 star. Subscribe. Grab your grandma's razor, blueberry,
sidekick,
blackberry,
chocolate.
Yes. All the fruit in her pantry.
Yes.
Grab it all and please subscribe from her phone, your brother's phone, your dog's phone, who's ever's phone. And let's get into the episode. Alex, I am so excited to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here.
Guys, this is the real Alex. She is my cousin. She is 23 years old, female, single, vegan, ready to mingle. I'm a little bit intimidated to have you on today because I might say you could possibly potentially be funnier than me.
I am. If she even had to go there, it's like, Yeah.
Right? If I even had to say I'm intimidated. She has probably a darker, drier sense of humor than me, so this episode is about to be fun as fuck. Hi, Alex.
Hi. Like she said, she's pretty much the Sophia to my Alex.
Yes.
And yes, we're cousins.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say that we're like the popular girls of the family, but I'm like the Regina George and she's more like the Glenn Coco.
I thought you were going to say Catty Heron and you fucking call me the Glenn Coco.
I was going to say Janice
Ian. I'm telling
you,
you have 2 minutes and you're about to get kicked off.
Okay, so.
Episode.
But really, okay, so our relationship is super fun.
Oh, yeah, we failed to mention Alex works for me. She works for Sloot Media. So
yes.
Let's put that out there.
So business, we're mixing business with pleasure.
We are. I saw how that went for me last time, so I probably shouldn't be doing that, but whatever.
Oh, my God. So, anyways, talk about, like, our family gatherings.
Yeah.
So, I treat them like prom. I wear the shortest outfit I possibly can to strut in front of my Mormon family. But Sophia and I are easily the best dressed of the family.
100%. And we're, like, the bitchiest.
Yes.
Like, when Alex shows up, we, within 2 seconds, ditch the entire family, run downstairs, and, like, are just talking shit on everybody.
Yes, and all of our little cousins are like, oh, I hope I get to be invited to the basement one day.
Okay, well, guess what? You guys won't.
Yeah, sorry.
Why are we bragging about that? They're 13 years old. It's not cool.
You'll get there one day.
But, yeah, Alex shows up to the family parties in sky-high heels and, like, a teeny tiny mini skirt and, like... Your dad?
Yeah, like I literally will walk into his bedroom like before we go and he's like, excuse me, like where's the rest of your clothes? And I'm like, I borrowed this outfit from grandma. What are you talking about?
I mean, I don't have to dress that way. I'm already labeled as the whore. That needs no explanation. But guys, Alex, we have a shit ton to talk about today. Mm-hmm. First and foremost... They need to know where our heads are at before we can even dive into this episode.
Yes.
Both of our exes reached out to us in the same day.
Yes.
Mine, I have not talked to in 8 years directly. Have I talked about him multiple times explicitly to the general public, to hundreds of thousands of people, intimate details about our sex life, borderline talking shit about him? Multiple times? Absolutely. But the funny thing is, the real story here is that the shit that went down, Alex, no. On your end. Alex, take it away.
Okay. So, I was laying in bed with Sophia, and I got a FaceTime from my ex.
Guys, when I say that this bitch tucked and rolled out of the bed and within 2 fucking seconds had hair down and fluffed, tits out, pushed up, lipstick on. It was honestly remarkable.
I wish you timed me, honestly. It was like record-breaking. But, okay, you guys have to understand this was completely shocking because I haven't heard from him since, like, we broke up. So it's been, like, 3 months. I mean, granted, yeah. I did call him probably 80 times on New Year's.
Alex!
But I didn't get an answer, so.
You did not call him 80 times.
Okay, 8, but at that point it might as well be
80. Wow.
I answered the FaceTime expecting an, I miss you, babe. Like, can I see you soon?
Right. Like, you thought he was going to, like, rekindle the flame.
Yes. But instead, I got something completely different.
Completely different. Okay, tell them.
Quote, unquote, he says, I have $3,000 in a manila envelope ready. Can you have your therapist write me a doctor's note saying I'm not addicted to drugs so I don't have to go back to jail?
Okay, Alex, first of all, so you were dating, like, a criminal, like a convict.
I mean, it's still really up in the air.
Like a felon. Like, you don't know why he was in and out of jail.
I mean, like, the super fun thing about our relationship, though, was if I didn't hear back from him within, like, 3 hours, like, it didn't even faze me, and I found comfort knowing that he was just incarcerated.
Oh, my God. So, like, instead of thinking he was being shady and cheating on you, you mean?
Okay, yeah, that sounds really bad, but honestly, like, it happened, like, 3 or 4 times.
Wait, I completely actually understand that. So instead of having to wonder if he was, like, balls deep in another girl, you could just rest easy knowing he was in a jail cell somewhere.
Yes, precisely. Slept like a baby.
Ladies and gentlemen listening, get yourself a felon because
they're ain't going nowhere. Cell B6.
Easy street. You never have to worry. Dude, that shit needs to be on a fucking t-shirt.
Please.
Okay, the question everyone is wondering, did you do it? Did you pay off your therapist?
Long story short, I didn't end up going through my therapist, but I did ask my gynecologist.
You're fucking lying.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I didn't fucking do it. But I am going to get a very strongly worded voicemail after this, and I'm very, very scared about it.
Hey, baby. Just kidding. He probably doesn't have a phone. He's in fucking jail. Let's be real. Actually, you might get the voicemail that's like, you have a collect call from Salt Lake County Jail. Oh, my God.
And then I'm going to change my number and move to Arkansas.
Oh, my God. Yeah, guys. So that's just our little update. X's and O's. Mental health. I always like to do a mental health check. Let's tell them how we're feeling. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
Mental health. Let's just say I just finished having an emergency meeting with my therapist. So
literally.
So you do the math there. I mean, after that, I am feeling a lot better. Mm-hmm. Let's say a 10.
Really?
Yes. Fake it till you become it, baby.
Oh, my God.
I'm an 11.
I fucking love that approach. You're right. Wow, now you're gonna make me look bad because I was gonna say like a 6 or so. Guys, I'm actually higher than a 6, but I just want to say I had big dreams going into the new year and all of these resolutions. I haven't kept up with one of them. Like 5 days into January, I have not worked out. What else did I want to do? There was a bunch of shit, meditate, like I haven't been doing those things regularly, which I promised myself I would do, but that's okay, because it's all about self-forgiveness, and I just want to say right here, right now, January starts today.
Happy New Year! Woo!
Happy New Year, everybody. It starts today. Everything that's happened up until now does not count, okay?
Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a gift. And that is why we call it the present.
I fucking hate you. Okay, so anyways, before we get into what it's like working for me, I think we should talk about what it was like being blessed with such an amazing, inspirational, beautiful role model of an older cousin.
And by role model, do you mean like the biggest disappointment in the entire family? Okay, no, I actually did look up to you because not only were you best friends with my older sister, at one point I was the younger cousin who wasn't invited to the basement.
Wow, history repeats itself. Okay, and like what impression did you have of me growing up?
Honestly, like anytime we had to go somewhere and you had to drive me in your car because I didn't have one or couldn't even drive, you would be blasting rap music and would have like one shoe on the seat, like one hair extension on the floor. And I just like thought you were like fucking crazy. And like I hoped that one day that I would be just as psycho and slutty as you were.
Wow, that's actually really fucking cute. My reputation precedes me. But it's like, yeah, I feel like the entire family kind of disapproved of me. And you have had my back since day one.
Yes, and I think that's really funny because like I've had this conversation with my dad before. And he's been like super supportive of it because he admitted that he had a sex talk radio show back in the day. So.
Oh.
I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. Hi. Your dad's my favorite, by the way, of all the brothers and sisters. But it's like, yeah, everyone in the family acts so fucking shocked at my slutty ways and what I do for a living. And it's like, it is learned behavior, people. It is nature versus nurture. It's like...
your environment shapes who you are.
Exactly.
So it's like no wonder that we turned out the way that we did.
Thank you. Thank you. Because I'm the first person to admit that I am dramatic and neurotic as fuck. And I know for a fact that that stems from and runs in the family. Like you can just come to one family gathering And Alex, how would you explain it?
Okay, all in all, it's just like a bunch of foreign people like stuck in one room just screaming at each other in Spanish.
Or flashing their vagina to my boyfriend. But that's a story for
And that's true.
Time.
That's a true story.
Yes. We'll tell that story one day. What is it like working for me?
Have you guys seen Wolf of Wall Street?
No!
It's like working for Jordan Belfort.
You're
cocaine, strippers, the whole lot. Quaaludes. All of it.
I fucking wish.
No, but okay, actually, like, we work ungodly hours.
We do.
Like, we rack up 20 hours in a day, and we'll do that, like, 3 days in a row.
Right.
We'll sleep, like...
2 hour increments.
Yes.
It's no fucking joke, and I would just like to apologize right now. First of all, the strippers and cocaine, guys, that was a joke. Everyone's, like, calling the Better Business Bureau right now on speed dial.
Yeah, no, that was not real. I wish. It'd be a lot cooler if it was.
I mean, maybe, like, some of it's real. But I would say I'm a pretty unstable boss. I just am. Like, sometimes I will have full-blown meltdowns where I'm on the carpet crying next to the microphone, and you have to swoop in, and you have to play my therapist, my employee, the producer of the show, my doctor. Like, the list goes on and on.
Photographer, all of it.
All of it.
Yeah, but the pay makes it all worth it.
Mm. Love to hear it. And I love our age difference because you keep me young.
And you keep me old.
Yeah, actually, like, you make me feel old as fuck, and, like, I'm going to be cutting your pay, but for real, you gave me step-by-step instructions on how to make my first TikTok, and even though I still fucked it up, it's that type of mentality.
Yeah, I did help you make your first TikTok. Like, it felt like the mom and Mean Girls, like, doing the movements with you in the background.
Which is what you were literally, I think you were holding the phone for me while I did it, and I still fucked it up.
Yes.
Wow. But go follow me. It's Sophia Franklin and the number 0.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Anyways, on to the real news here. Zach Bia has left me on red.
And if you don't know who that is, don't worry, because we don't know who the fuck that is either. But don't worry, with a quick Google search, I found out that he is a DJ, promoter, and online influencer. But most importantly, what I do know, that he dated Madison Beer.
Okay, thank you, because that's the only fucking thing I know about him. Saying you're a promoter and a DJ in LA is like... saying
that's not going to get you a blue check mark.
No, there's got to be something else. Is his family super rich or something?
They have to be. I there's no,
he's an enigma.
He really is.
I don't know. All I know is that my cousin Alex here has an addiction to DMing Zach Bia, well, actually just famous people all around on Instagram, over and over and over and just harasses them to no end. But specifically Zach Bia.
Yes, he is definitely my favorite one to DM. And to give you some background, some of the pictures that I do DM him is, you know, your classic feet pics. But, you know, I've hit him with a screenshot of a webkin that I really wanted. And the one that I really thought he was going to respond to, I sent him, I said, "Hey, babe, you left your wallet on my nightstand." So, like, with this, I was like, he's going to be like, damn, like, maybe I really did have a one-night stand with this chick. Like, I should probably get my wallet back.
Wait, that is so fucking smart. Wait, guys, if you are trying to get in contact with a celebrity, you just DM them saying, wait, you left your wallet on my nightstand in my house.
Yeah, like, it hasn't worked for me yet. I've used that line on at least five different celebrities. But I know that's the one that's going to do it.
I commend you because, Alex, I might force you to post it on the Sophia Podcast Instagram page, but, like, there are 12 unanswered messages from Alex to Zach Bia, probably more.
Unopened. Not even unanswered. Unopened.
Unopened. Me, on the other hand, this is pretty much what happened. I was laying in bed with Alex, and I reached out to one of my friends that know Zach Bia very well. And the reason I did that is because I was like, oh my God, like, I'm going to get you Zach Bia's number. Like, we're going to get to him some way, somehow. Trying to be the amazing older cousin, older employer.
That's my boss, by the way.
By the way. Trying to be the coolest boss ever. So my friend sends Zach Bia a picture of me. I don't know what picture. I don't know if he got it off Instagram. I don't know if it was like a scary, terrifying one he had of me blacked out, saved in his camera roll that he sent to Zach Bia. Like, I have no fucking clue. All I know is that Zach Bia opened it and did not respond.
You got left on scene.
I got left on scene, on red, and I don't really know what's worse. Is it worse to just have a bunch of DMs sent to him and be left unopened, or for him to actually see your fucking face and see what you look like and be able to make, like, an assessment and still leave you on red?
Like, really what it was for me is, like, I thought, like, you having a blue check mark, you know, you'd at least get a like, an acknowledgement. But no.
Alex, you don't need to rub it in. Like, I already took a hit to the self-esteem. I am no Madison Beer, that's for damn sure. But, like, acknowledgement, a heart, a double tap, a thumbs up, something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Instagram in general tends to deplete, you know, mental health.
Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. Oh, my God. The amount of times that I wish I could just log off of my Instagram. But I just don't have that luxury you do.
Yes, I do. And speaking of, the other day I took, like, a little week break off Instagram. And then when I finally, like, you know, got the courage, I downloaded it again. And what I saw was enough to completely deactivate my account.
Zach Bia messaged you back.
Oh, my God.
And was like, I'm getting a restraining order.
No. Okay. So what I got was an unsolicited nude.
Okay.
And we all get those, but this one that I got was nothing I've ever seen before.
Okay, explain it, please.
Okay, so what I got was this man taking a mirror selfie, wearing his Fruit of the Loom fucking Hanes t-shirt, like an off-the-shoulder dress, like he was going to the fucking Met Gala with just his balls creeping out of his shirt.
Wait. Did you say off the shoulder?
Yes.
Like the shirt was too big, or like he styled it as an off the shoulder type
shirt? He styled, one arm was in the sleeve, one arm was out. Like, I swear to God, I've seen that dress on Fashion Nova before.
Okay, and then his balls hanging out. What about his penis?
There's an outline of his penis tucked up in the shirt dress.
Okay, so... So he was Winnie the Poohing it.
Yes.
Like, he wasn't wearing anything on the bottom, just the shirt.
Yes. No pants, no boxers, nothing.
And the dick is tucked up into the shirt so you can't see it.
Yes.
But he left his balls hanging out.
They were playing peekaboo with me.
He left the ball sack hanging out and wouldn't show the dick?
Yes.
Oh my. Okay. What the fuck? And then arm out of the sleeve.
Yes. Oh, hand on the hip.
Stop. You're lying.
No, I'm dead serious.
Hand on his hip.
Yes. Which is questionable in itself. But, like, the other crazy thing is, I was like, wait, I recognize this name.
Okay.
Like, this guy has asked to buy my nudes before. And
oh,
just,
he's asked you to buy your nudes.
Yes. So, like, I've seen his name before. He's, like, been in my DMs trying to ask for nudes before.
Okay.
And just for the record, I don't sell nudes.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes. I know all of you are, like, running to my DMs trying to do the same.
Yes.
But I messed around with it. I entertained it for a second just to see how much money I could get out of this guy.
Which is, like, completely understandable. I've done that, too.
Yeah.
You just, like, want to see. Like, I mean, you never know.
Yeah. So, eventually, he was like,
how much did he offer?
He offered me $35. No zeros after that. $35.
For what? $35 for what? What type? Like, a pussy pic? It better not have been.
No. He asked for a picture of my tongue.
Oh, my fuck. Okay. That's better, but still.
Yeah.
Like, for anything.
Yeah.
$35?
Yeah, no, I was, like, insulted. I was like, excuse me. I was like, well, after laughing hysterically for, like, an hour, I, like, responded, and I was like, I don't accept anything for under $300. Logged right the fuck back off Instagram, and I threw my phone at the wall.
I'm just, like, picturing this entire fucking thing. $35, I have to say, is fucked up.
It's hilarious.
I mean, it's hilarious. Absolutely. I was one time offered like $500 for a pair of shoes, which is way more involved. Like, I had to pay for shipping and shit.
Uh-huh.
But I asked the guy to Venmo me half of it up front, and he said he wouldn't. He would only Venmo me like $50 up front, which is a complete side note, but I just can't get over the fucking picture.
No.
The hand on the hip, shoulder out, ball sack out, dick tucked in, and I'm like trying to think of any, like, the creepiest picture.
Well, yeah,
I've
like, have
received.
You ever got, like, I don't really get that many dick pics, but, like, what about you? Like,
I mean, I used to get way more, but I absolutely, like, still will get creepy ass pictures. I'm trying to think. There was one that really scarred me for a minute. It was like
more than this.
I think so, honestly. I, like, carried it around with me for, like, a few days.
Wallpaper.
Like, that's how much. It was this guy, and I am not throwing shade. He had a micro penis, which is fine. He was holding it up. I'm doing the hand gesture to Alex.
She's like showing an inch with two of her fingers.
Yeah, he wasn't holding it with his hand. He was holding it with his thumb and his pointer finger.
He might as well have used chopsticks.
Yes. And
which is fine.
That's fine. That's not why I'm laughing.
No.
The reason I'm laughing, I'm nervous laughing, because where he took the picture, it was in like a kid's room. Like, there were like kid toys everywhere.
No.
And it looked like it was a haunted house. And I know that doesn't make sense. Like, the wallpaper was like ripping off the walls.
Oh my God.
It looked like the house that he took the picture in, like, was not under construction, but like no one had lived there since like 1999.
Oh my God. Okay, so was there like a crib in the background with like toys or like
Yeah, it was something like that, and everything was super outdated, and it was just the creepiest shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
Okay, so he took it in baby Alessi's room.
I'm sorry, I can't breathe. Hey, everybody! Remember me? I'm back, bitches! For those of you who don't know who baby Alessi is,
and I have no fucking idea.
Alex has no clue.
No clue.
There was a couple. They were on The Bachelor, and they ended up engaged, and now they're married. It's Lauren and Ari. I don't know if you guys, like, remember them. Nope. They had a baby, and they created an Instagram account for this baby. And the baby's name is Alessi, and I think, well, obviously, now she's like got to be a toddler or like a year old or something like that. That's besides the point. Anyways, I am blocked from that entire family from every single page. So I have to go stalk them for my fake Instagram account, because
what did you do to these poor people?
This is what I did.
For to have a 1 year old block you on Instagram.
Oh my God, this is like what my life is. I took on the persona of baby Alessi. Okay? It was my alter ego. I was Sophia, and then sometimes when I was feeling in a mood, I was baby Alessi, and you know what? I would love to say, like, I'm grown up now and I don't do those things, but hi, guys! Okay, the fact that this baby, I just side note before I get into this, has 364,000 people following her page is astonishing to me. Like, do these people understand that they are following a one-year-old child on Instagram who is selling ads?
Okay, wait, I've actually seen this before with, like, the Ace family.
And, yes.
Like, one of their kids, like, in the same dynamic, uh-huh. like the captions were of her talking when
pretending to be the baby.
Yeah, when she obviously couldn't speak. Mm-hmm. She has 4.9 million followers and is verified.
Does she sell ads like the baby?
Of course.
Who is buying product from someone who can't talk? That's what I like want to understand. Like, oh my God, this one-year-old baby is saying this fucking tummy tea is the shit and makes you lose weight. Like, let me purchase.
Apparently, 364,000 people.
And 4 million. Hey, everybody, it's me. I decided to make a comeback because my parents are going to have twins. And no way am I going to let those assholes take my spotlight. I'm going to get in trouble. I've been out here living my best life. Just check out my hashtag OOTD real.
That's baby, not real. Is that real?
No. Yes. Dude, it has an OOTD.
No.
This baby has more Instagram highlights than I do. We need to step it up, Alex. Anyways, check out my page and you will see me grow from a teeny tiny pumpkin seed into a big Instagram influencer. The size of a desk chair. Okay, she's not the size of a desk chair. I don't know what the fuck. The size of
a bar. Oh!
The size of an Amazon Prime box. What could I compare her size to? She's one. The size of a really big Grey Goose bottle that I guzzle down when my parents take me to Vegas. After I make them 500K off of a Sugar Bear hair ad. Can't wait for my little sprouts to come in my head. I hope my brother and sister know what they're in for. Influencing is a lifestyle. That is all I have for today, folks.
Please never do that again.
If they are trying to expose their child to the Instagram influencing, then I can pretend to be the child too.
That's true. I mean,
that's it, guys.
She's obviously doing better than you are.
Absolutely fucking true. Okay, guys, let's get into my favorite segment, advice and questions for my fellow sleuths. Okay. All right, questions, fromage. Here we go. Alex, are you ready?
No.
Okay, well, you fucking better get ready because this one directly pertains to you.
Please, no.
Here we go. Okay. Hey, Slew, I have a friend who has a large Instagram following. How she got her followers is questionable, but I don't care. She has vegan, quotation marks, in her bio. The problem is she eats meat every single time we hang out. She will post pictures to her story of food that we are eating without the meat unless it looks like someone else's plate. She even captioned eggnog as almond nog to keep up with her whole vegan persona. I've asked her about why she has this in her bio on multiple occasions, and she says she wants to be a good influence on others and feels guilty about not being vegan. Clearly, this isn't the case when we eat fried chicken and cheesy pizza on the reg. What would you do in this situation? Should I even trust her as a person? Alex, what do you think?
Okay, so first off,
here she goes.
Okay, definitely I am that crazy vegan bitch, and I also have vegan in my bio, but this is something I feel very passionately about.
Yes.
And honestly, I don't know why this girl is acting like being vegan is a flex. Like, honestly, right. Eating dead animal carcasses in private isn't that cool to me. But people ask me all the time why I'm vegan.
Tell us.
And, like, they think it's because, like, I'm trying to be healthy, but I eat, like, fucking shit. Mm-hmm. But the real reason I don't eat meat or dairy is because, A, I'm not too fond of eating things with a backbone, you know, a face, central nervous system.
Oh, my God.
But, B, if everyone knew what I knew about the meat and dairy industry, I think they would probably feel the same.
Okay, Alex, I am glad you had your soapbox moment. I actually really am glad that you're bringing awareness to it because it needs that. People, don't turn this off. This isn't about to turn into a rant.
Oh, it will.
You're trying to sabotage. I personally have cut out pork. I'm trying to eat mainly fish, and I'm not eating as much chicken. And I love, Alex, how you and I were single-handedly able to make this question about us.
Moral of the story, I wouldn't trust her.
I wouldn't trust her either, and I had a friend who would do the same thing. She had a bunch of followers and she would consistently lie about what she was doing or pretty much every second of her life all the time. And I thought it was really weird. It's kind of funny because why do I feel at such ease lying to boyfriends, but then like to everyone else, including my social media followers, like I can't.
Because you're loyal to your followers.
Oh, burn. I don't know. I guess the only thing I'm going to say, because I always like to play devil's advocate, I do like that she is spreading awareness in her own way also, though. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Like, I don't know what's worse, her not being vegan in private, but at least letting the world know being vegan is cool, considering she has a bunch of followers, or B, openly eating meat and normalizing that. I don't know which one's worse. Probably the second one. With that said, though, as your friend, I would not trust her. And I love the little shade you threw. Like, how did she get her followers? You have no fucking clue. This just seems like a bitch you shouldn't trust. I really think if you're that, if you can lie that easily on a regular basis to thousands of people, you can probably lie to your friends and everyone around you too. Okay? Moving on.
Go vegan.
Go vegan. Okay, next question. Sophia, I need help urgently. Can you please talk about what to do when you have to fart around your man's or current guy you have been fucking that likes you? Last night, I farted so loud that I'm pretty sure his roommate heard. But he was in the bathroom. So I downloaded a fart machine app on my phone.
No!
Super fast, and he came out of the bathroom, and I acted like I was playing with a fart machine. Ha ha ha, help please. I love you so much.
No. First of all, genius.
Absolute genius.
Genius.
My only question is, how did she justify playing on the fart machine app when her guy walked into the room?
Yeah, because I remember doing that like in elementary school.
Yeah, I did in high school. I remember I literally had it on my phone and when my friends would sit down, I would press play. Yeah. But this is like she's in the comfort of his bed laying there like by herself playing on it.
Yeah, and like that fart must have like been pretty animated if like you're going to compare it to the ones that are on the app because those are pretty yeah, unrealistic.
Absolutely. But I mean, she did say she thinks that the roommate heard it, so, like, in the room.
It was heard across the world.
To give you actual advice, because that's what you're here for, do I run around my house farting up a storm? No. Have I let one slip before? Yes. If you are spending an insane amount of time with your significant other or just a dude in general, it's going to end up happening. And let me just tell you right now, 99.9% of dudes don't give a fuck. Like, they really don't. Okay? That's all you need to know. I honestly think you might as well have just owned up to the fart instead of owning up to that you play on a fart app by yourself in the dead of the night. I don't know what's worse. Okay, next. Okay. Sophia, please help me. So in 2020, my life kind of fell apart. I lost my job, my grandfather, and my mom got diagnosed with MS, and that's just a couple of the things. I am so sorry to hear that. My condolences. That is extremely difficult. Thank you for feeling comfortable enough to send in this question. Okay. She said, I started going to therapy and now I'm on medication to help with my depression, but the problem is that I am not horny at all. My boyfriend and I used to have sex every night before. Now it's pretty much stopped because I never want to have sex anymore. And now my boyfriend is horny all the time. How do I get horny again? I don't want this to affect our relationship. How do I get the spark back in my sex life? Thank you so much. Okay. I have multiple things I want to say about this. Number one is I think that it is perfectly okay and perfectly normal for couples to go through phases of how active they want to be in their sex life.
Yes.
If you are going through something, if he is going through something, do not feel pressure to be having sex every single day. There is no rule book for you to be doing that. I think that it's okay for couples to have ups and downs in their sexual activity,
yeah,
and how
absolutely.
Frequently they're doing it.
With no guilt.
Absolutely. Do not, I was about to say that, do not beat yourself up over it at all. The second thing I want to say is you should honestly reach out to your doctor and tell them what's going on. I think a lot of us, we hear that and it's like, if you're having any of these side effects with this medication, reach out to your doctor and we completely ignore it. Yeah. I think this is one of those ones that your doctor has probably heard this a million times because it is so common.
Yeah, like this has happened to me and it ended up just being a combination of the medicine that I was taking.
So, right.
Talking to my doctor helped a lot and we sorted it out.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also, it's not just antidepressants. Birth control is like one I hear about all the time. When I was on birth control, it completely shut down my sex drive too. And I got on a different kind of birth control and I was back to my normal sexual activity frequency. So I think you should try out those things first. And I think, you know what, if it is best for your mental health and your happiness to stay on the medication that you are on or the combination of medication you are on, then you know what, that is more important at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. Your happiness is more important than anything at the end of the day.
Yes.
And it's okay if you guys just need to have less to no sex for however long it takes for you to get back to a strong mental place. Love you, girl. I am here for you.
Love you.
And last thing I'm going to say is just remember that this is temporary. I think that's really important to keep in mind.
Thank you so much for sending your question in. We're here for you.
We love you. I love you. And yes, thank you for feeling comfortable enough to share that with me. And I think you're also helping a lot of people by talking
Absolutely.
About that openly.
Absolutely.
Okay, moving on. Next question. Hi, Sophia. I was proudly wearing your mugshot tee for the first time when an older woman asked me, is that your daughter? I am only 3 years older than you, and I usually hear I look younger than I am, but it was nonetheless embarrassing. Love you. P.S. You should definitely collab with Stiff Socks Podcast.
I'm surprised she didn't ask if that was your grandma on your shirt, honestly. So,
do you guys see, like, the abuse I have to deal with in the workplace? Okay, first of all, that picture was taken of me when I was underage. So, girlfriend, don't even let it affect you for 2 seconds, but that is fucking hilarious. You should have said it was your sister.
Wait, and who the fuck wears a picture of their daughter's mugshot on their...
yeah.
Like, I get, like, maybe a daughter, like, on the shirt, but your daughter's mugshot?
Yes.
Like, me thinking about your mom wearing...
My mom, when I put that mugshot on a t-shirt, my mom sent me 3 pages of, like, what the fuck is wrong with you messages.
Yeah.
So
I would believe that.
Thank you so much for wearing my merch. New merch is out now, by the way. And now you have my police report on the back. Gotta love it. Okay. Final question. I have been seeing this guy for a year now. He still claims he doesn't want a girlfriend, but we are basically dating. I do not remember the last time I slept alone, to put it into perspective how often I see him. We are both very involved with one another's families. How do I make him want to date me now that he has me in every way he wants without a title? Woo! Okay.
Honestly, I've never made it to the year mark. I usually get ghosted before then, so I'm going to let Sophia take this one.
I'll take the reins. My experience would tell me to tell you that you cannot make someone want you. You cannot make someone want to be with you. With that said, there is a way to test it out. And the way to test it out and to figure out if you will ever have that type of relationship with him is to freak him the fuck out. And I know I sound like a little bit psychotic right now, but...
Ghost him!
Thank you. I still have that toxic bitch in me, and that's really what it comes down to. You need to give him a little look into what life would be like without you.
Mm-hmm.
AKA ghost. Disappear. Or if you don't want to be that dramatic about it, because it sounds like you guys are intertwined in every second of each other's life, just start to act distant. Say, babe, I'm not sleeping over tonight. I'm sleeping over at my friend Sally's.
There's not one person named Sally on 2020. 2021!
I would highly disagree. But just start doing little things like that and freak him out a little bit. All right? And then you'll know.
If you have the willpower. Which I definitely do not.
Okay, well, you have some learning to do, and I know my sleuths have that.
Beg and please.
Okay, guys, that is it for today. 2021, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Alex, thank you so much for coming. Where can everybody find you?
On Instagram at alexfranco_meow. I'm going to be deactivating my account the second this episode gets released, so... But yeah, Sophie, it was really nice to have you on my show.
Oh my God, you are so welcome.
You're the best co-host
you've ever had.
Yes.
Guys, you know where to find me. It's Sophia Franklin, Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y, on all social media platforms. I can confidently say that now because I'm on TikTok around the clock.
At Sophia Franklin Zero.
Yes. Oh my God, thank you. And I have new merch out. And I love you guys so much. And I will see you next week.
I'm single.
She's single. Hit her up.